A curfew is now in effect in the city of Oakland. KCBS reporter Tim Ryan tells us in a live report that thousands of mostly young people gathered downtown this afternoon calling for justice for George Floyd. Tim, give us the latest.
Well, that rally at Frank Ogawa Plaza was large, 2,000 to 3,000 people, mostly young people. Many of them had marched from Oakland Technical High School. As they dispersed, it looked as though things were calm and peaceful. There was a good vibe, but a number of them simply went about six blocks due west on Broadway down to 8th Street, where Oakland police had formed a line. They have the street barricades out, and that crowd numbered, certainly a few hundred. And then at about 7:30 tonight, the police department started launching tear gas and percussion grenades into the crowd. And of course, most people ran away. The police then moved up to just about 9th Street, where they are right now. They've been announcing that this is an unlawful assembly. And the scene is tense. People in this crowd, some of them throwing those devices back at the officers. A number of people with their own tear gas masks on to fight the acrid smell in the air. So it's a tense situation, although now as I begin this report, I see that about 40 or 50 members of OPD are now retreating back to 8th Street, which of course is just about a block from the police station. So there are many, many people, probably thousands, on the streets of Oakland here in violation of the first night of this curfew in the city of Oakland. Reporting live, Tim Ryan, KCBS.
And Walnut Creek had one of the earliest curfews in the Bay Area. KCBS's Megan Goldsby has been there all afternoon, and she says police did use tear gas to enforce it. We check in now live with Megan.
Liz, that curfew went into effect at 6 here, but at that point there were still a few dozen protesters staging a sit-in outside Civic Park. The line of officers in riot gear then began to move in. This is what it sounded like. There was a scuffle between some of the protesters and police at that point. At least one person was arrested, and that's when the officers fired the tear gas canisters. I ran away, but definitely could feel the effects to my eyes, nose, and my throat. Now, there have been arrests and vandalism downtown in Walnut Creek today, and minor injuries to police and protesters, that according to Walnut Creek police. A group of protesters even blocked northbound 680 for a time before they were arrested. For hours before this, though, there was a massive peaceful protest through the streets. Thousands of people carrying signs and chanting George Floyd's name. Almost all of them went home before that 6 o'clock curfew. Reporting live, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Thank you, Megan. Alameda County is getting reports of looting throughout the county, and as KCBS's Jeffrey Schau reports, there is a curfew imposed as a result.
Alameda County Sheriff spokesperson Ray Kelly says that the amount of looting has spread like wildfire.
I think all you have to do is turn on the news and see what's going on throughout the East Bay and see that a lot of our cities and stores have been decimated by looting, vandalism, and theft.
Kelly says arrest data show that huge numbers of looters are coming to Alameda County from the Central Valley by way of Interstate 580, from places like Stockton and Modesto, literally caravans of people loaded with looters. He says county law enforcement agencies have been overwhelmed.
We have since been re-strategizing a lot of our operational plans with all the different cities, and I think we have a great plan in place. Starting tonight and moving forward.
The county curfew is from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. and runs through Friday morning. Oakland's Mayor Libby Schaaf also instituted a curfew. It runs from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. but is indefinite. In Oakland, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.